7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
As interesting as that is, I mean, it's only one away from 1134, which is hell on a calculator upside down. 666. We're all gonna die. The actual time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the dubious go committee. Yes, yes, hello, welcome once again to another extraordinarily exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm glad you could join me today because what are we doing? It's kind of weird. Things are a little bit weird today. How weird today, Tobe? Tea drinking weird? Yes, tea drinking weird. And what kind of tea are we drinking today? Well, drinking my secret Dahong Pao. Oh, the good stuff. The best Dahong Pao. I love Dahong Pao. It's so good. It's so yummy. I loves the Dahong Pao. But you knew that already, so I don't have to sit here and tell you about how much I love Dahong Pao. Instead, I can just go ahead and get out of the car. Booyaka. Yes, we have an unusual set of circumstances today. Close the door. What the heck is going on? It's December. Is it still the first week of December? Are we in the second? Starting at the second week of December? It doesn't matter. What you need to know is that here in my lovely neighborhood, it's 15 degrees. It is sunny. It's clear. There's no wind. This is unusual considering how windy and cold and weird it was yesterday. That's 60 degrees American. It is 60 degrees American. Geez, I'm now in direct sun and I'm feeling kind of hot. And I have decided that since it was such a beautiful day, we're going to have to go out and look for marmots. This could be the last day to look for marmots of 2021. Look, and here's a marmot trail right here. Matis have been running around. Where's my matis? So today's dubious goal is to find marmots in the wild. And I think this might be a good day for it, just because, it's warm and it's sunny. So they're going to be out sunning themselves, catching warmth. And being as it's now winter, well, not technically winter, but it's winter enough, there's no leaves on the trees. All the leaves have fallen, so I can hear them as they run through the leaves. And there's no leaves. And there's better visibility, so we can see marmots better. What the hell is that over there? No, that's just a lump of turf or something. I have come today out to Tranquility Park, the secret mushroom ground area by the creeks where all the matis live. And we're going to find some. And I thought today would be a good day because there's nobody out here. There's one car here that looks like it has a bike rack on it. So we might run into one biker. But right now, I need to look down into the creek at this angle. Where's our matis? Will we find some matis today? I hope so.
I want to see some Matisse. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Gee, hey, wait a minute. There's some beaver damage over there. That must have been from this spring. Beavers must have been up in here. Up in here? Okay. Well, I'm not seeing any marmots yet. That's okay. You know, I woke up this morning and I thought it was going to be cold. I've been having a weird day. Very strange day today. Very strange last 24 hours. Very strange. I was feeling kind of tired and sleepy last night, and I went to bed at a reasonable hour. At about 3. I was probably asleep by 3:30. I had a very typical night. I was rolling around and trying to find unpainful positions. Wait, what's that sound? What was that sound? So anyway, I had kind of just a rough night. And I eventually did manage to get some sleep. And I woke up at 1:20. 1:20 p.m. Oh my God. I'm not even waking up in the morning anymore. How did that happen? I don't know. And when I woke up, I felt cold, and I was thinking, God, why am I so cold? And I looked up at my TV, which I accidentally left on, and it was on TCM, because I was watching a movie on Turner Classic Movies last night when I fell asleep. And the movie that was on when I woke up was Dr. Zhivago. And that's still going on. Dr. Zhivago is a cold movie. Whenever I watch it, I get cold. Then I looked out the window at the thermometer. 60 degrees? What the hell? So I'm having a very, very strange start to the day. What's that sound? That's a squirrel chewing on a walnut. All right, we're approaching the scary tree. And marmots like to get up into the scary tree, and they sometimes hang around in the tree next to the scary tree because there's a marmot den below. What's that? No, that's nothing. That's a log. I thought that was a mati head looking up at me. There's still some bugs out here. There's little clouds of gnats every once in a while. That might be a good sign, because there looks like there's a cloud of gnats above that marmot den, but see, the thing is I wouldn't think they would be in that den. That's a birthing den. We need to be looking at overwintering dens. Wait, did you hear that sound? That fweet. Was that a marmot? No, that might have been... Well, actually, I'm seeing some hawks across the creek. Was that? Did I just hear a hawk call, or did I just hear a marmot warning whistle? All right, I'm looking at a known den on the other bank of the creek. But I don't see any signs of moths. What about behind me? See, look at this mati den. Oh, look at this mati trail. There's a trail that goes from the birthing den to the creek. Go do 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 do. So let's look down here into the creek. Maybe there's some matis drinking some water. Well, here's our bicyclist. He's across the creek. I'm looking for... Oh, I see some Pleurotus ostreatus. There's oyster mushrooms on that log. This is brilliant because there's a perfect marmot bridge that goes across the creek here. So this path goes down to this tree, which has a couple bends in it, but goes across the creek and goes right over to that other den. I think we have discovered a high traffic mati area. This would be a good place to put a trail camera at night or in the morning whenever these dudes are running around. I'm going to walk up to this den. The sun is right in my eye. The sun is going down. The sun is only, what, 25 degrees in the sky. It's definitely winter. Well, it's not officially winter. The first day of winter isn't for another 3 weeks, but jeez. I can't tell if this den is in use or not. Maybe. And now my leg is starting to hurt now. I don't care. I don't care. I'm outside having a good time looking for marmots on Dubious Marmot Committee. Bam, 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 bam. All right, well, let's work our way upstream a little bit. Maybe there'll be some more action up here. Yeah, I'm walking right into the sun. And it's at such a low angle. It's trying to blast me in the face. And I can't see temporarily. Okay, so if there were oyster mushrooms on that log, that might mean that there's oysters around here too. There's a little rabbit hutch, little rabbits hiding in the bracken, in the whatever this stuff is. This is a little rabbit zone too. Okay, I'm moving around. A lot of little bugs out today. I'm shocked. Lots of little gnats flying around. I also hear an airplane. There is a small single-engine airplane flying above me. It is yellow. It's like directly above me. I know where that airplane came from. That airplane came from an airport known as 3NO. It's not very far away, and it might be flying. It's flying in the right direction for MLE. 3NO is a very strange little airport here in my town. It's basically a short landing strip and a and a bunch of like hangars. It's sort of a hobby airport for hobbyists. Oh, I thought that was a marmot. It was just a squirrel down in the creek making noises. Huh. The 3NO. The NO stands for North Omaha. 3NO is a fascinating airport, and I do like to drive out there every once in a while. It's actually on the way to one of my friend's houses, but ow, my hip is starting to hurt, my leg hurts. I gotta check this mud though. I don't see any Mati tracks in this mud. I like this little airport. It's a nice airport, but they don't have an NDB, a non-directional beacon, which is my favorite small airport thing. I'm kind of tempted to make one for them. Well, it's a funny little airport. And sometimes there's fireworks shows out there. Around the 4th of July, American Independence Day, the Irvington Fire Department, a volunteer fire department, they will do a fireworks show out at the airport. All right, so now I've been walking up the trail here for a little while, and there's some construction or something going on up here. So, yeah, we really don't need to go any further. Some guys are working next to the creek, and so we know that there aren't going to be any marmots hanging around up there, because they're being spooked by the guys who are working. I don't know what they're doing, but I have turned around. And I'm walking along the side of the creek here, looking for any signs of marmot activity. And failing. Huh. Well, what does it mean, Tobe? Well, this is just a tiny, tiny little creek that basically drains a neighborhood over there. And it runs for maybe 100 meters until it flows into one of the big Papillion creeks, the Papio. The Papillon. And then it, you know, flows into the Missouri River. But I have a feeling that marmots have moved downstream. They have probably moved into the Papio corridor. And they're overwintering there, which makes sense. When marmots hibernate, and this is not true for all marmots, but the marmots around here, the Marmota monax, up bicyclists, I gotta get off the path. No problem. When marmots hibernate, they hibernate near water. And they like to dig dens that are under trees, under living trees. They'll, you know, dig in and create a den among the roots. And that's where they'll spend their winters, in a secure den that is protected. Hey, wait, what am I looking at? That can't be a marmot just standing there. It must be a log or something. There's a marmot-colored log sticking up on the other side of the creek. It looks a hell of a lot like a marmot. Yeah, it's just a stick. And these overwintering dens are always by water. They're almost always at the top of a creek bank. Because you can find marmot dens in just all kinds of wacky places. But the overwintering dens tend to be under the trees that are lining creeks. Wait, what was that sound? I just heard something moving through. There was some sound over here. Where was it? I heard something moving through leaves over here, bigger than a squirrel. Okay, let's see what's going on over here. So I'm thinking that it's possible that all our little matis that like to live around here in the warm weather, because this is where all the good food is, they have probably moved, you know, we're not even 100 meters away from the big, big creek. So they might have just all gone down there to hang out over the winter. Okay, now I gotta stop right here, because if there's a fox or something walking through here, he'll go through here. I don't hear any movement anymore, though. I wonder if there's somebody watching me. What I heard was sort of fast. It wasn't slow mati sounds. And when matis run, because they lope, they have a very distinct sound. It's a double beat sound, you know, fa-fump, 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 when they run. What I heard was more like trot, quick trot, and we are in the fox zone. when we see foxes around here, this is where we see them. This is right where this little creek meets up. There's the sound again. I'm sneaking up here. There's something down in the creek. I can hear it. Well, now it sounds like... What is it? What is it? And now he's gonna hear me sneaking up. Where is it? We can't do anything but just come storming up here. Ow! Just gave myself away. Who's down here? Oh, there's somebody down here somewhere, but I can't find him. Oh, where did he go? Who was it? Well, there's a squirrel up in the tree here, but... Whatever I was hearing was down here. Oh, somebody's hiding from me now. Oh, I think I see... there's old marmot tracks down in the... No, there's some fresh ones down in there. There's some marmot tracks down there. But I didn't hear a marmot. Yeah, from here we're probably only... Yeah, probably like 60 meters from the... From where this little creek flows into the big creek. Now, what in the hell was that? That must have been that squirrel. There must be a big fat squirrel up in the tree knocking branches together too, because there's some weird noises going on. Oh. But that's the one annoying thing about walking around in leaves. You can hear animals, but the animals can hear you too. They can hear you coming. I wonder who's down there. This is the fox zone. Whenever we see foxes in Tranquility Park, it's always right here. They love this little area. Because there's, you know, marmots running around. And there's other food running around for them. Ow. I'm getting sore. I'm starting to hurt. But I gotta go up here. Up to this funny little point that we can't access during the summer because of all of the plant life and growth. But once all that plant stuff dies, we can get up here. And there are marmot dens galore up here. There's like two that I've already walked by. There's at least two or three across the creek. And there's one really big one up here on the point that has been used as a birthing den. We have seen baby marmots in this den during the Dubious Goals Committee in the past. So let's get up here. Oh, there's all kinds of signs of animal action. Yeah, here's hole number one. Is this hole in use? It kind of looks like it is. And then there's some paths. I can see where mottis and other little animals have been running around. I'm going to come up to the cliff face because there's a path that runs, yeah, along the ridge here. And isn't there like a den down there? Yeah, I can't see it from this angle though. And there's a big path that goes down from, this should be a hole, right? Yep, there's a hole right here. And that goes down to the creek so we can drink some yummy waters. And then there's a path. The path continues and it goes over the other side. I'm now on a narrow point that's 3 meters wide. And I've got cliffs on each side of me that drop off 4 or 5 meters. Another marmot hole. And we are in the hole zone. This is the big mottie den zone. Watch your step, Tobe. Do not fall off cliff. Do not accidentally fall step in hole. This hole is not in use. Do not step in hole, then trip, fall off cliff. Oh, more holes, more holes. This is where the point is only about 2 meters across. And these holes have leaves in them, leading me to believe that they are not in use. Okay. So, this is a high traffic area for marmots, but we're not seeing any marmots today. And now, I'm beginning to have some trouble walking because we're going overland. I've been walking for 25 minutes and now I'm starting to hurt. The good news is I'm heading back towards my car, which is in sight. It's only, well, 40 meters away. And if I fall over dead right here, they will find my body because they'll say, hey, why is that car right there? And then they'll start searching and they'll eventually find our Tobster. But I'm back on the path. I think I walked through some burrs. So now I got burrs on my clothing. I'm just glad that I got to go walking around today. I'm sort of glad. I'm sort of regretting it now because it is getting pretty painful. Does anything I do make any sense? It sort of makes some kind of sense to me when I think about it, but then once I start doing it, I really gotta wonder what I was thinking. Alright, in order to save about 5 meters, I'm gonna take a shortcut over this grassy knoll. Oh, oh yeah. 20 meters to go. Oh, maybe you can hear the crackle of the high power electric lines above me. Oh yeah. Listen to that crispy sizzle. Alright. I'm almost back to my car. I'm 4 steps away. 2, 1. Oh yeah. Okay. Oi. Now I'm gonna sit in my car for a second and think. Don't think, Tobe. I'm thinking maybe I should go to the store and grab some food because I'm out of food. I could go grocery shopping tonight, but I could go now. But I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I can walk around in the store for half an hour in my current condition, so might have to put that off until later. And now I'm wondering if I walked through something that I'm allergic to because my ankles are all scratched up and they're very itchy suddenly. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. All right. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm vaguely disappointed that we didn't find any marmots, but I don't know, whatever. Sometimes that happens. And I don't know, I had fun anyway. I'm just glad to be outdoors. This is probably going to be the last time for a while. So we got to think of more indoor stuff to do. But anyway, let's just wrap this up. My name is Tobe. I'm just a guy walking around looking for marmots every single day, no exception, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. That's right. I gotta head home, take a break, drink some tea, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.